Therefore, when you enter in to the perfection of your own beloved I Am Presence, when you demand from the heart of the great, great silence the power of the violet consuming flame that flashes through the atmosphere of Earth and consumes all destructive pictures that have been placed there by mankind's discordant thought and charged with the energy of discordant feeling, you will realize what a mighty scepter of power the beloved Saint Germain has placed in your hands when he has given you this knowledge of the mighty I Am Presence and the use of the ascended master consciousness. Now, if a beloved friend gave you the use of a magnificent automobile or an airplane, you, I'm sure, would be very greatly delighted if you needed either one of those to accept that and have the joy of their use. But when we have offered the ascended master consciousness for your use in the outer activities, try to realize that that means I have offered you my ascended master consciousness of the great, great silence. Now, to one just entering into this activity, you might not know just what that means. But if you will ask your mighty I Am Presence to charge you, charge your outer intellect, charge your feeling world, charge the atmosphere about you with the full immortal illumination of all the ascended masters know the great, great silence means to you. All they know is contained within that great, great silence. And then let you use that in your outer activities to release its greater power in dissolving and consuming human limitations. Then, my dear ones, will you find that our love is far greater than you have ever imagined. Now remember, within all substance are the pictures of mankind's thoughts recorded. Within the air are the pictures or vibratory action of all sounds recorded. But unless that which has been sent forth is constructive, well then, someone should purify the atmospheric condition of Earth, and those who do not wish to be limited by destructive conditions have all authority by your call to your own I Am Presence and to me, or to any ascended master or cosmic being, to command the dissolving and consuming of that which is not constructive. Therefore, when we offered you our use of our ascended master consciousness, you do not yet understand what that means. When you use an ascended master's consciousness, you are using his feeling, his power, his love, and his comprehension of perfection and the powers that he uses in his own octave. You do not yet realize how great is the gift that we have offered when we have said to you, we offer you our ascended master consciousness. Our ascended master consciousness knows the cause and effect of all things. Therefore, when you begin to use the ascended master's power of the great, great silence, you will find all you have to do is to be still in the outer. Send your love to your mighty I Am Presence, to the heart of the great, great silence, which that mighty I Am Presence is, and to me, and that becomes still in the outer. Then as you demand to go deeper and deeper into that stillness, and you demand that the outer self be made to feel what the ascended masters feel in that great stillness, will you come within you that great peaceful power of mastery? And then when you call forth the immortal power of the great, great silence to go before you and prevent problems touching your world, go before you and dissolve problems that may yet be in your world, go before you and forbid problems to ever touch your world, and then be still. And when you find how great is our love in that great, great silence, how instantly its flame moves into outer action before you, you will begin to see what the miracle power of the universe is. When you know that through your beloved I Am presence and the ascended masters and cosmic beings, that power which produces immortal perfection in our octave can begin to surge into you and through you and go forth at your conscious command to produce immortal perfection here, well then, my dear ones, I tell you, you have moved into outer action the mightiest, victorious, accomplishing flame of the universe. Then will you begin to understand what the power of the sacred fire is. Now, the power of the great, great silence has another very important use for those under this radiation. When the outer mind is uncertain as to what is the wisest thing to do in any situation, you not only call forth the full ascended master illumination of the great, great silence, but you call for the power, the immortal power of the great, great silence, to silence every thought and every feeling that is not the perfection you desire to fulfill the divine plan. Then, as you make that call, it is as if the hand of your presence stood your guard and repelled everything that is not the perfection of what you have in hand and wish to do at that particular time. Get in the habit of charging the immortal power and perfection of the great, great silence into everything you do with its victorious love in such terrific cosmic onrush that you become still, and then the speed and the power with which that acts is so rapid that the human has no time to requalify any of that energy. And unless you fill your beings and your worlds with the heart and power of the great, great silence, how can you silence the turmoil of the human? Now, mankind do not like to hear this, but all outer activity is either qualified with the God perfection of life or the discord of the animal. The human is nothing but an animal, and it will tear its best friend to pieces to get its own way, as the mighty Saint Germain has told you. Therefore, the individual who learns to still the outer and come in to the heart of the great, great silence, which is first of all the love of your own mighty I Am presence, and then into that great pillar of flame which any one of us can direct, will you find yourselves insulated from the connection with the discord of the outer world. And until you still the outer, how can you know what is the right thing to do? Thoughts are constantly surging everywhere in the atmosphere of Earth. And if two constructive conditions exist, either one of which seem to be the solution of a problem, take your stand that the full ascended master illumination of the great, great silence comes into outer action through you and around you and shuts out the thought or the direction of that which does not fulfill the divine plan for you now. Be sure that you constantly make the call for the direction from the heart of the great, great silence that enables you to make quick, accurate, perfect decisions at any time for the fulfillment of the great divine plan. And precious ones, oh, you could have such power of the great, great silence. You could have such illumination, and you could be trusted with such direction of that power as you cannot possibly comprehend at this time. If you would train the outer self, I mean the physical body, to be still in the midst of any kind of turmoil and receive the immortal love and purity and perfection of the great, great silence. Now, when things seem to be causing turmoil in your world, take your stand, and in the name of the mighty I Am Presence, command the silence of the human, and then command the ascended master's immortal authority of the great, great silence to come into you, and that authority possess and rule your world. After all, you have accepted conditions of the appearance world, conditions and appearances in the physical octave for so long as the authority of what you should do, that the present has had very little consideration until great disaster threatens to completely annihilate the individual or his or her world. The outer world for centuries has accepted the physical senses as the authority, when there is no permanent happiness or harmony or peace within them, unless the flame of immortal love from the mighty I Am Presence and the ascended master's octave comes into the outer self from within that presence and enfolds the outer self to shut off the discord that is constantly surging everywhere. Precious ones, you may move in the world but not of it, and remain wholly untouched by the destructive forces when you begin to surround yourselves with the flame from the heart of the great, great silence. And the moment you are conscious of that flame and visualize it as a gigantic pillar to the heart of the great, great central sun, then the moment you call for the victorious presence of the great, great silence to be your world, and for a moment you still every outer thing, you will begin to feel its power surge. You will find things around you becoming still. And then you can receive the correct direction of that which you require to move into outer action and adjust conditions to the point where they bring their blessing of perfection and immortal love everywhere. And may I say to you, the power of the great, great silence is not only stillness. In that intense silence is the most wonderful love you could ever imagine. A power, a feeling of such love to the heart of creation that the very contemplation of it draws it into outer action around you, and it raises everything into its own almighty power. In the great, great silence is God's greatest power, and God's greatest power is the power of that immortal love from the mighty I'm presence in the great central sun that is master everywhere. Now, what is the power of that love? It's the power to melt away, dissolve and consume anything and everything that is not the beauty and the happiness and the purity and perfection that you desire to bring into outer manifestation, sustain and expand it, that it may give joy to the whole universe. You scarcely have remembered ever that your obligation to the universe around you is to so call forth the master powers of life from your own beloved I am presence on the great central sun and from the heart of the great, great silence, which is the ascended master's octave also, that you are obligated to call that into outer dynamic manifestation to come bring immortal happiness to everybody. But the law of life is happiness. And happiness that comes from the heart of the great, great silence can only come from the love that gives it. And if love gives it, it gives of itself. Therefore, if you command the immortal love of the great, great silence to loose its power and its powers in and around you in the physical world, and go before you and silence everything that is not that love, and do your work ahead of time, and ask that that flame stand your guard and prevent everything that is not the immortal victory of the love of the great, great silence, then your presence and we will take a hand in things that heretofore have tortured mankind for centuries. Try to realize, precious ones, that the race consciousness of these human limitations has become so heavily energized through mankind's discordant thoughts and feelings that the mass of the people have accepted that when somebody says there has to be a war, that they all have to accept that and go to war to destroy each other when they don't want to. Now, I am determined, with your assistance, to call forth into outer physical dynamic action the mightiest, victorious love of the great, great silence in its immortal purifying authority and power that goes into the physical octave now and forbids any more war. Now let us move into action with all the authority of creation and the mighty I'm presence and higher mental body of every human being on earth will assist you. You do not know the power of the great, great silence, but I do. The people of the world do not know it, but you, the I am students, who know something about it, if you will call forth its power into the physical octave, you will be surprised how much that flame and power of the great, great silence will silence the human and prevent its discord. Now, as you move into outer action, this greater activity of the sacred fire from the heart of the great, great silence, command it to go before you. Silence the tongue, the pen, and the mental and feeling world of every discordant thing on this earth, especially in your own country first, and then throughout the Americas and the world. Demand that the immortal authority and the immortal victory of the love of the great, great silence comes into outer physical dynamic action and silences every way and means by which discord can be allowed to act. We are awaiting this call, and I feel definitely those of you who belong to the mighty Saint Germain's blessed family will give us what we require to control conditions in the physical octave in ways and means that have never before been used on this earth. If you will ask for the secret powers of the great, great silence to come into your outer physical dynamic use for the purpose of preventing war, for the purpose of annihilating all ways and means by which destruction can any longer act in this world, then you will find us responding on the instant. Oh, pour your love to your mighty I'm presence. Pour your love to the great, great silence. Not that I need it, but it opens the door to my great sphere of activity. It is the golden key that opens the floodgates and lets the love that this earth requires come into you and blaze round you until you see the fullness of its authority and its action in the physical world. If you know of this mighty I'm presence, do not do it, then there is no one to do it on the earth. Mankind do not understand this law. And the cosmic law is such that unless the individual of his or her own free will unconditionally surrenders everything into the management and authority and direction of the great, great silence by the mightiest loving creation, how in heaven's name are you going to be free? The great cosmic law does not permit us to intrude our perfection upon life anywhere. But when life loves us, then we love to give back to that life that is less than ours, or at least whose outer expression is less. We love to give back all the greater blessings of life in our own sphere of activity. And may I say to you, the heart of the great, great silence is the most wonderful sense of power and illumination in all the universe. There is where the ascended masters and cosmic beings retire periodically to plan ahead the next wave of expansion in the outpouring of perfection to this earth. Even the mighty Saint Germain, at intervals, comes to the heart of the great, great silence to there receive the ever-expanding ideas and the way and means are producing more perfection, more happiness, and the next outer manifestation of the great cosmic divine plan's fulfillment. And if it be necessary, under the great law of the universe, that the ascended masters and cosmic beings come to the great, great silence periodically to understand the greater perfection of creation, surely it would be the part of wisdom for those unascended to enter into that great, great silence also and command the outer self to be still until the love of the heart from the heart of the great, great silence fills the outer with its everlasting perfection and its expanding happiness that goes forth to fulfill the great divine plan. Oh, you will never find a substitute for the great, great silence. You can't. That is the great source of perfection's flame. It is the great heart of all manifestation. There will you enter in to the all-knowing, dazzling, fathomless, diamond-shining mind of God, that beloved I Am presence from the heart of the great, great central sun. And why do you think, precious ones, that we have to go there sometimes and ask for dispensations in order to give mankind more assistance more rapidly? Because since that heart of the great silence, the great central sun, is the authority for this whole system of worlds and many other systems, then that authority interpenetrates and controls all within the system. And if the outer self would only let go of its limitations and ask for the God authority of the mighty I Am presence, the I Am authority of the great, great silence, of that immortal love that is indescribable in its mighty cosmic perfection and its limitless power to come into the outer use of the personal self, you would never in all creation ever again know a limitation of any kind. Oh, dear ones, today, let me have your limitations. Let me take you by the hand through that door into the heart of the great, great silence. And there, let you feel our peace, a peace from the heart of creation that none on earth can give but us. In the turmoil of the outer, and its incessant change, blessed mankind are worn to a shred because they will not give us their attention long enough to let us recharge them with the power of our love that sustains this whole system of worlds. You can't be sustained indefinitely without our love. Therefore, if there seems to be a weakness in the outer self and you need more energy, you might think you need more energy. But what you need is more of the flame of immortal love from your presence. You need the presence in the body if it seems in distress. You need the presence in your affairs if you seem to have problems. You need the presence in your feeling world, if you want to have peace, and if you want the power of the great, great silence to charge your world with its ever-expanding perfection, then you need more of our presence. Your presence and our presence are one presence, but we, having felt love and peace so many aeons of time, can charge you in one instant with our feeling that is a momentum of centuries. Then, in one wave of our feeling of that peace and that love that is breathless in its almighty joy and power, will there come into you the strength and the power to control conditions around you harmoniously and permanently, and then stand your guard and prevent anything of distress touching you in the future. Oh, please reach to the heart of creation for whatever power you desire to use in the outer life. Come into the heart of your I Am presence, and then into our great heart of the great, great silence. And there call for everything the ascended masters know that you require in your outer activity to sustain you with the most Herculean victory you could possibly imagine, and to give you all of our cosmic strength to stand against anything in the outer world that is limiting or brings distress in any way. Now may I say to you, regarding your supply, whether that be of energy in the body, finance, ascended master friends, supply of the right ideas, supply of the peace and harmony around you. My dear ones, all supply of everything to this whole system of worlds and to all systems that revolve about the great central sun, all of that comes from the heart of the great, great silence, which that great central sun is, but into which you may enter when love commands. Love is the golden key that swings wide the door to you. And there isn't a being of perfection in the universe that would deny you one instant when you love to come to the heart of the great, great silence to be charged with that which brings its ever-expanding love and perfection and joy into outer action to fulfill its own divine plan. And had you ever thought of asking for the plan of the great, great silence to become the plan of your world? Try it and find the source of peace. There within the heart of the great, great silence abides the Elohim of peace. There does he pour forth that love that is so deep that you are only conscious of that sunshine presence when you behold his glorious face. And my dear ones, when you realize that in the heart of the great, great silence is the immortal light, wherein you may see anything and everything that you are required to know and see and understand in order to fulfill the great divine plan of your part of the universe, then you will not feel there are any veils between the outer self and the great heart of perfection, which your mighty I Am presence is. Learn to still the outer, and the inner will come forth automatically unobstructed. Learn to make the body be still several times a day and keep it absolutely still, relaxed, alert, at ease. Command every member of the body to be still. I feel the great control of the great, great silence. And dear hearts, you may charge this power in and around you with such magnificent love and such light from the great central sun that as you intensify the momentum, you will come to the time when a person with wrong intent touching your aura would be unable to utter the words that would bring discord or destruction to you. This is one of the most powerful means of protecting anybody and everybody under this radiation. Try it and see for yourselves the power that the great presence of life, the mighty I Am and the great central sun, ever holds, willing to give to you. And as you bring it into outer action, as you direct it to bring perfection everywhere you move, you will find the most wonderful miracles becoming just your natural everyday experiences. For miracles are the natural way of love's great command. And there is no greater command in all the universe than the immortal love of the great, great silence. And the beloved I Am presence in the great central sun is that. I am one of those who abides there. I draw that power forth at conscious command and flood it to all who bring it under their conscious direction in the physical octave to still the discord of mankind's unfortunate creation. Great beloved beings who stand ready to bless you without limit, draw from the heart of the great, great silence from time to time power and love and beauty and manifestation that would make you speechless, and yet it is all done instantly, as easily as breathing. Won't you demand to live the natural way of the love of the great, great silence, and allow that to become the authority of your mighty I Am Presence in your world? And then command, as you see your own world perfected, that that go forth to awaken mankind and bring its immortal happiness everywhere throughout creation. All beloved ones, ask and ask and ask, and you shall receive. The full illumination of all the great, great silence means to you. And if you will call forth all that the ascended masters know of the power that you require from the great, great silence in order to fulfill the divine plan of your world, you will find magical things taking place to bless you. And as you feel that great freedom, which was once your home, you will never again choose to live anywhere except in the everlasting love of the great, great silence. You may become the sunshine presence of its blazing victory. And then will you find that power of love going before you and preventing the limitations which you have drawn into your world in the past, but which from now on must disappear from your world if you so command it. In all that it is our great joy and privilege to give, may we call you tonight while the bodies rest to come to the heart of the great, great silence. And there, feel our love, see our light, and understand all that you require to take you forward, to make no more mistakes, to clear your world from limitations, to clothe you in the mastery of immortal victory, and let you go forth to help your fellow man become free from that which has tortured life so long. Call for the power in its mightiest cosmic victory of the great, great silence to sweep throughout the atmosphere of Earth and remove all that is not the immortal perfection of the ascended host, and release mankind from the shadows of that which should never have been allowed to exist. Only the great ones who enter into that silence know what happiness is there. Tonight, I clothe you with a mantle of its substance to illumine your pathway, to give you its love, to clear your consciousness, to charge you with its inexhaustible strength of that understanding of life that brings you so close to your own I Am Presence that there are no veils between. And then will you find you walk hand in hand with the God of the universe, your own beloved I Am Presence, with the ascended masters and cosmic beings, and while yet unascended, go forward and use these greater powers of life that are as natural as breathing, and feel the great joy of compelling every outer condition to yield you perfection and lift the burdens from your fellow man that have cast the shadows into their worlds until they do not even know where the door to freedom abides. Enter in with us tonight and demand to be clothed in the immortal victory and boundless power of the great, great silence, and let its immortal love be yours to command everywhere without limit, and love the world free by the power of the great, great silence. I so command it. I shall shed forth that love till everything answers me with the obedience that is eternal freedom. And charge yourselves with the obedience of the great, great silence until you will love to give it, and nothing will ever again be a struggle or a limitation. It is the heart of immortal freedom, immortal victory, and immortal divine justice. Ever be its law to the universe around you, and let the love of the great, great silence claim you into its great, masterful presence for the freedom of all. I abide there and shall await your coming and welcome you with love you have never yet felt. If you come to me tonight, we shall enter deep within its powerhouse, and you go forth the victory of its supreme presence. I thank you. To the seven mighty Elohim, the seven mighty Kamaras, the seven mighty Chohans, the seven great archangels, we ask your enfolding presence to all under this radiation. Clothe us in the sevenfold flame of the seven mighty Elohim, and beloved Arcturus, stand our guard, expand the unfed flame in our hearts, until it becomes one with the sevenfold flame of thou, and cutting us free from all connection with the discord of the outer world, let us move in the world, but not of it, and pouring into its distress whatever power of the great, great silence is necessary to prevent anything that is less than the perfection of the ascended masters, move us forward, its commanding presence to free all. To all who govern the cosmic crystal cup, we ask you to flood forth everything it contains into the hands and use of those under this radiation. Supply them with every good thing, and bring forth into outer action that which prevents all poverty, all war, all impurity, all of everything that has ever been human. And let the full power of the cosmic Christ, the mighty I Am presence in the great central sun, blaze its power of the great, great silence, and bring its boundless wealth to those under this radiation, to command all on this planet raised and illumined and used in the service of the light for the ascension of all. Now, as we return these physical flames to the great central sun from whence they came, we ask them to be our messengers and convey to the heart center of creation our heart's call for all powers of the great, great silence to now be the only authority and dominion on the earth, till the beloved I Am presence is known and called forth and obeyed everywhere throughout this world, and no longer a shadow of anything human remain. And as our beloved Daddy gives you his benediction, may his power of the great, great silence now reveal the love he has poured so long, and now let it become his victorious presence around you, and you send it forth to flood the earth until love has drawn all into the ascended master's octave forever. And then, as you sing the secret love star, let us thank the great silent watcher for all that his love from the heart of the great, great silence has done for us and those upon the earth, until it has silenced every sound that is discordant, and love itself takes its dominion in the world, and no longer anything human even be remembered. The love from the heart of creation brings the power of the great, great silence, and forever commands freedom for all. I thank you.